going head-to-head. Both coaches' sons and both wear the number zero. Free throw is good by Carter Tway. 3 for 3 from the line. 33-21. More coming up in a moment. This one is good as well. That'll make it 33-22. So Evansville stays within striking distance, within 11 points. 13-10 remaining in the ball game. River Valley basketball. Thatcher lobs back to Klein. Lucas looks to the baseline. Nothing, puts it on the floor. Swings it back to Thatcher. Lobs down to the baseline. Blakely shakes the D. Airmails it back to Klein for three. On the way, goes! Three-pointer for River Valley. They got the three of those now, and it's 36-22. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Area Boys Basketball from RVTV tonight and WRCO and WRCO.com.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
36-22, River Valley leading by 14. Now off the three from Klein. Timeout on the floor, and now resuming play. Evansville will bring it length of the floor. River Valley falls back on the defensive side of things. Bounce feed for Tway, and we're underway. He drives all the way to the low baseline. Going to be picked up now by Blakely. Swings it back inbound. Sways pass, and a shot up. Blocked. Larson shot blocked, getting a piece of it was Poppy, and the Blackhawks take it the other way. Thatcher on the near side, back to Klein, there's Poppy to the corner, Blakely for three, no good, and the ball is going to be into the hands of Wickersham, and he'll run it the other way now, takes it across the half-court line, sets it up to Tway, Carter guarded by Klein, Tway a little give and go, inside, traveling's called on Larson, took an extra step. River Valley D'ing him up pretty well, and it goes back to the Blackhawks. We'll get a check-in here in a moment for Evansville. Tyrell Lewis will be into the ballgame. Sauk Prairie leading Richland Center 49-26. That's in the second half. Boys basketball. Mauston leading Sparta 32-17 in girls basketball. That's at the half. Richland Center and Hillsborough in girls basketball tonight. River Valley and Wisconsin Knights and girls. We'll get those scores later. River Valley with a shot on the way. No good for number 34, Keegan Heiser, but it was blocked. And will be River Valley ball along the baseline. So Blakely holds the ball above his head, throws it inbound. Three by Klein. Good from the corner. River Valley has warmed up from outside the arc. And they continue to build the lead, 39-22. Top of the circle, Wickersham finds Lewis down low. Tyrell will score. He's got six tonight. That makes it 39-24. Back to a 15-point advantage. River Valley ball across the timeline. Houston Thatcher. Thatcher makes the move. Spins, lost the handle, knocked away, picked up now by Lewis up ahead, and a layup good, and a plus one for Evansville. Wickersham with 6 points now, will go for seven in a moment, 39-26. Evansville kind of sneaking back now within 13, and they'll get one chance to make one. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. This one in the air, and that is no good. Rebound pulled down by Klein. And the Blackhawks will set sail the other way. 39-26, they lead it. Thatcher on a drive, kicks it back to Blakely. Quincy drives to the free throw line. Back to Klein. Lucas, left side, Heiser. Heiser, now Klein penetrates a bit, tries to dish it low, and out of bounds. It was not tipped, they say. It comes back to Evansville. Looking forward to seeing some great productions in the area coming up, including Mean Girls put on by River Valley High School. That's their musical this year and a little bit later on this month. On a drive, there's a tough shot up and no good for Carter Tway, and Evansville missed it. One and out after a rebound by Quincy Blakely. Blakely across the timeline, moves inside, nifty move. Wow, nice job. Lewis blocks it, and it's going to be out of bounds and off of Evansville, or is it? Nope, it's off of River Valley. It will be belonging to the Blue Devils. 10:31 to go in the ball game. And into the game, Sumner Knockreiner. So back on defense, River Valley. Blackhawks have done a good job defensively, and that might be a bit overlooked in this 13-point lead, but they've done a good job on the glass. Evansville setting it up. Lewis for three from the near wing. It is good. Nothing but net for Lewis, and here comes Evansville. They're within 10, 39-29. The lead once was 17. It's been a game of runs. Ball on the near side for Heiser. Throws it low. Turnaround shot. Good. Klein with a quick kiss off the glass and down. He has eight. 41-29, River Valley. And the ball stolen away by Thatcher, but I believe he stepped out of bounds. So it will come back on the near side to the Blue Devils with 9:55 remaining in tonight's area boys basketball game. Placement of where the ball is going to be inbounded, and it'll be brought in now by the Blue Devils. McCullough takes it back to Brown. Brown hands off to Lewis. Wickersham on the near side throws it low. Lewis posting up inside, knocked away, and now picked up. They'll flip it back to McCullough. He'll shoot a three, and it banks in. Old school for McKellar. Gets the three, and it's 41-32. Two triples now for Evansville in the game. Keegan Heiser throws it back to Poppy. Poppy, near side, Knockreiner, down to the baseline. Heiser. Heiser around the D. Nice drive. Shot won't stay, and it's going to be Lewis on the rebound. It's knocked away by River Valley, and it will be Evansville basketball. They've got a chance to get a little bit closer now. They're within 9 with 9:13 to go. Quincy Blakely checks back in for River Valley. So Evansville has kind of got its mojo going here a little bit in the second half. Phil Nee with you on a Tuesday night. Knew this one would be a good one. And it's going to be knocked away inside by Poppy, and River Valley gets the takeaway. Up ahead to Klein, and the Blackhawks will set up shop across the timeline. Now to Blakely on the left side. River Valley looking for a good shot here. It's been a while since they've put together a good offensive series. Klein on the right side. Back to Blakely on the left. And away from the ball, a whistle, and a foul is called. Going to mark that on Thatcher. Houston Thatcher commits his third. Evansville with the ball, 41-32, River Valley, 8:40 to go in tonight's ball game. Mason Brown dribbles the basketball on the near side. Hands off now to Tway. Carter has it knocked away and out of bounds. Good play by Lucas Klein on the defense. And again, Evansville will set sail with the ball here on the near side. They have a few fans, but again, that's a long trip. Probably almost like a trip to Prairie du Chien from River Valley. On a drive, nothing. Back to Wickersham. Blue Devils set it up. Left side to Brown. Brown back to Carter Tway. Backing in now. McCullough gets down deep. Off the glass and down with a nice touch. And that'll make it 41-34. Evansville within seven, putting the pressure on here. 8:05 remaining. Left side, Sumner Knockreiner. Right side, Sam Poppy. Poppy back to Blakely. Looking low, nothing. Knockreiner near side. Man-to-man D put on by the Blue Devils. Poppy holds it above his head, lifts it back to Blakely. Ball fake, nothing. Now gives it back to Knockreiner. Sumner to Poppy. Down to the baseline. Thatcher, nowhere to wander. And a foul called on Evansville, I believe. So they'll mark that foul. Fouls have not necessarily been a factor. This is the second on Tyrell Lewis of Evansville. Thatcher will put the ball in play. River Valley needs a basket. They may get it. No! Shot blocked, but a foul call. Quincy Blakely will go to the free throw line. And the foul is marked. That'll be on Mason Brown. That's his second. Quincy Blakely at the line. He is a junior for the Blackhawks. This one in the air and no good. You'll get another look here in a moment. Clock is stopped with 7:35 to go. River Valley led 39-22 at one point. And outscored 12-2 in that stanza. This one is on the way, and that one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Evansville. They're within seven with under 7.5 to play now. Lewis just across the Hawk at center circle. Brings it to Carter Tway. Tway on a dribble drive into the paint area and is cut off. Nothing. Fires back to McCullough. Now to Lewis on the far side. Lewis uses the dribble, brings it free throw line, kicks it back to McCullough. Three on the way, no good. And the rebound, River Valley, pulled down by Thatcher. Swings it up ahead, then to the baseline. Knockreiner, Sumner is fouled on the shot. Tried a little bit of a runner along the baseline, and he'll go to the free throw line. That'll be the fourth Evansville foul. That's on Lewis, which is his third. So again, not a lot of fouls, but Carter Tway and Tyrell Lewis each have three for Evansville, three for Houston Thatcher of River Valley, and Knockreiner with a miss. River Valley not helping itself from the free throw line in this second half. Here comes the next throw. This one in the air, and that one is good. So Knockreiner makes the free throw, and that'll make it 42-34. Evansville with the ball, trailing by eight. Ball goes to Tway. McCullough hands off. Wickersham, three on the way. Didn't draw iron. It's out of bounds. It'll be River Valley ball. Blackhawks without backcourt pressure. And they will set up shop now as they get to the offense. Klein back to Thatcher. Everybody kind of collecting their breath. It's been kind of a fast-paced game here tonight, and a good one. Lucas Klein on the left wing, back to the right side. Sam Poppy, and he holds it above the head, fires it back. Blakely meets the ball, and River Valley takes it near side. Klein for three on the iron, no good. Rebound Lewis. Tyrell brings it out near the midcourt line, and against the double team, flips it over the left side to the corner. Three on the way, Blue Devils, no good. Rebound pulled down by Wickersham, and he'll get it back to McCullough. And almost knocked away by Knockreiner, but Evansville keeps it. 6:05 to go. River Valley leading by 8 points. Pass to Lewis. He goes low post, goes in, and is going to be called for traveling. Tried to lean in to put up the shot and took an extra step. Into the ball game, number 10, Henry Tees. And going out is Matthew Wickersham. 5:58 remaining in tonight's game. Non-conference action here at RVHS. Phil Nee with you, and a pleasure to call this one for you this evening. River Valley leading Wisconsin Heights 30-7 at halftime. Girls basketball. Coach Woodhouse and company hitting a nice lead after 18 minutes tonight down the road at Highway 14. Blackhawk boys pass to the near side. Klein on a drive, double team, nowhere to go. Try to dip it back to Thatcher, and it's knocked away. Now Houston picks it up, and a nifty move down low. Leans in and can't get it. Almost got his own rebound, picked up by Lewis. And now running with it is Evansville. Lewis stops, three on the way from the wing, off the back of the rim. McCullough trying to tip it out. It's to Thatcher. Baseball's it the other way. Down the boulevard. Up and good for Blakely. Timeout, River Valley. They're back up by 10. 44-34. 5:14 to go. Area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
44-34, the score here at River Valley High School. And Evansville, right out of the timeout, scores a three from Mason Brown. Just came into the game and pulls his team within seven. 44-37, River Valley leads. Just under 5 minutes to go. Pass to the left side and off of the hands of the intended receiver, Knockreiner. Lewis was D'ing him up from the backside, and the ball got away and out of bounds. It will belong to the Blue Devils. Platteville girls leading Aquinas 25-14 at half. Prairie View Sheen 36-28 over Holman girls basketball in the second half. Southwestern beats Boscobel 66-56. Three on the way, no good for Carter Tway. Evansville gets the rebound. They're down. They've got it down to just 7 points between them and River Valley. Here's a three on the way. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Thatcher, and the Blackhawks spin it the other way. 4.5 to play. And River Valley leads by 7. Thatcher swings it back to the near side. Klein with the ball, gives it back to Thatcher. Ball is lost, and a scramble for the ball. A fumble, it's out of bounds. It'll belong to River Valley. Coach Luke Thatcher wearing out his new shoes tonight here, pacing in the coach's box. It'll belong to River Valley, and Lucas Klein will put it in play from near the scorer's table. Fires it in, knocked away by Lewis, and picks it up. Flips it into the open court. There's Tway down the boulevard. Tough shot, won't stay. Rebound by Keegan Heiser. Good hustle. Up ahead to Thatcher. Houston into the front court. Now with 4 minutes to go, River Valley with a 7-point lead. Trying to get something going here again offensively, and Evansville really putting the pressure on. Klein, three from the corner, is good. That's a big one. Right there, Lucas Klein with his third triple. River Valley back in the lead by 10, 47-37. And it goes to the left side for Lewis. Shakes the D. Oh, offensive foul called as Blakely was D'ing him up. And the foul is called on Lewis. That's his fourth. Into the game for River Valley, Sumner Knockreiner. Matthew Wickersham is in for Evansville. 3:38 to go in the ball game. River Valley by 10. Knockreiner with a basketball. It was getting serious there for a while and still is, but a 10-point lead better than only leading by 7 or 5. Klein for 3 from the other side. That one is no good. Tipped around, rebound by McCullough. Outlet Blue Devils running and gunning. Ball near side. Oh, stolen away by Klein, but I think he stepped out of bounds. Let's see. Let's see what the call is. Or do they call a timeout? Timeout was called. All right. So, I think. Oh, a bloody nose. Oh, okay. That's what it is. It's not me. It's one of the players. 3:18 to go. 47-37 in favor of the River Valley Blackhawks. Timeout on the floor for medical reasons. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
47-37 our ball game score here at River Valley High School after the timeout for a bloody nose, and we're ready to go. It's in the Klein, and everybody backs off. Full court man-to-man by Evansville, and Klein is fouled on the way by. That is the sixth foul on the Blue Devils, and Carter Tway has just picked up his fourth. 3:10 to go. River Valley leading 47-37 here in area boys basketball. Klein is the inbounder, brings it in now to Knockreiner. Sumner with the ball in the backcourt, back to Klein. Klein, and brings it across half court. Heiser leaning in, almost knocks away, back to Klein, now to the right side. Taken by Poppy. River Valley taking some time off, looking for an opening, but it'll only be if it's a really good one. Klein down to the corner, and now dribbles back to the half court line. Good job by the RV offense, and now it's knocked away by the Blue Devils and out of bounds. Evansville almost got the steal. Houston Thatcher returns. Knockreiner comes out. And it will be River Valley basketball. Got the good hands people out there. They're going to bring it in play. Caught now by Poppy down deep. Here's a turnaround by Blakely. No, but he's fouled, and Quincy goes to the free throw line. So the foul is marked. That'll be a number 30, Cade McCullough. That's his third. At the free throw line, Quincy Blakely. First one is no good, in and out. He will get another look. Gets the ball back from the official. He's got 2 points from the line tonight, and a total of 7 overall. This one is good. That'll make it a 48-37 timeout Evansville. 2:39 to play. Area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
48-37, River Valley leading Evansville here with 2:39 to go in the ballgame. Darlington leading Lancaster, 56-55, second half, good ballgame. Sauk Prairie up on Richland Center, boys basketball, 66-36, with just over a minute remaining in that one. Evansville will put the ball in play, trailing by 11. Looking, and they'll launch it in play into the front court. Wickersham all the way down deep, got it up and good. On a runner. That makes it 48-39. River Valley in the backcourt. Thatcher being pressured by the Blue Devils. Backs off. Now Thatcher brings it across the half-court line with 2:20 to play, and now is fouled by Mason Brown. That'll be his third and the eighth on the Blue Devils. River Valley goes back to the free throw line. Going to the free throw line, Houston Thatcher. He is 0-for-1 from the line tonight, having a big game with 15 points. This one in the air, and that one is good. Good free throw at crunch time now. River Valley back in the lead by 10, 49-39. One more coming up. Taking a look right now, and this one is on the way, and that is good. Thatcher makes it 50-39, 2:17 to go. Quick three try by the Blue Devils. No good. Rims off there for Brown and the rebound River Valley, and they're going to push it. Evansville meeting them at half court now with 2:05 to go. Ball goes to Thatcher. He'll lob it down to the baseline, taken by Klein. Lobs it back for the far side, Klein. And around to Heiser, to the baseline, Blakely, knocked away by Evansville, ripped away by Wickersham, breaks away, goes in, and lays it in softly above the rim. Timeout, Blue Devils. It is 50-41, 9-point lead for River Valley with a minute 50 to go. It's going to be not an easy finish for River Valley tonight, trying to get one in front of the home fans. We'll be right back with more from WRCO, RVTV, and WRCO.com.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
River Valley with the inbound and a quick up ahead now and a quick foul by the Blue Devils. 50-41, River Valley leading by 9 down the stretch in this one. The battle between the Rock Valley and the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Quincy Blakely goes to the free throw line. River Valley's guards will get their free throw practice tonight down the stretch and a half. This one is up and no good. Foul was on Brown, his fourth. Blue Devils put it up to the right side, and now Brown, top of the circle, left side. Lewis for three with a minute 30. It's on the way, no good. Rebound, Blue Devils. They'll pick it. Wickersham near side, three from the wing. It is no good. And an over-the-back foul called on Evansville with a minute 20 to play. And for Brown, he may just have fouled out of the game. In fact, he's walking toward the bench. That'll be foul number 10 on Evansville, and two free throws guaranteed now for River Valley with a minute 20 and a 9-point lead. That'll put Quincy Blakely back at the free throw line. Girls basketball, Hillsboro leading Richland Center 26-19 in the second half. Free throw is good by Blakely. That puts it back up to 10. 51-41 with 1:20 to play. Evansville had it under 10, but River Valley starting to push it back up. They've got it now to 10, and this one is missed. Rebound pulled down by Evansville. Quickly near side. Oh, they lost the handle. Thatcher picks it up, trying to get away from the defense, drives into the front court, and now sets it up with a minute 8. Thatcher near side and is fouled with a minute 6 to play. Blue Devils commit the foul and stop the clock. And Houston Thatcher heads back to the free throw line. He is 2 for 4 this evening. Foul is on Cade McCullough. That's his fourth. Thatcher will take a look. This one in the air and good. Gives River Valley an 11-point lead. 52-41. Thatcher will shoot again. This one in the air, and that one is good. 53-41. The lead belongs to the River Valley Blackhawks. Under a minute to go. Top of the circle, McCullough. Left side. Blue Devils need to make something happen quick. Left side, Henry Tice. Off a screen. Into the lane. Runner in the lane. No good for two. Rebound, River Valley. Thatcher comes out of there with it. 43 seconds to play. There's an airmail up, and now Blakely drives low, shot no, but a foul called, and Quincy will go to the free throw line. 37 seconds to go. River Valley out to a 12-point lead. Foul is on Wickersham. Man, he has done well. It's only his first foul. Blakely takes a look. This one in the air, and that one is good. 54-31. River Valley guards sewing it up here from the free throw line at the end of the game. This one in the air, that one is off the mark. And the rebound pulled down by Evansville. Up the sideline, near side, Wickersham throws it low. McCullough backing in and got away from the D. Goes up, that one won't go. Rebound pulled down by Keegan Heiser. Outlet for Blakely, takes it up in traffic. This one won't go. Rebound put back up, no good for Poppy. Rebound Evansville. 17 seconds. Blue Devils into the front court. They'll drive. That layup is no good. Tipped up no good by McCullough. After the miss by Wickersham, River Valley Outlets. 8 seconds to go. Back to Blakely. Goes up, missed the shot. Put it up good. And that one will do it here tonight. That'll make the final score 56-41. This one belongs to River Valley tonight here at River Valley High School in the home opener. We'll be back with the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Thank you for viewing it tonight on RVTV. Matt Snow, the producer there. Mr. Fabulous back at WRCO as well. We thank them. Coming up next, our postgame show on the radio from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. It is a 56-41 win for the River Valley boys basketball team. Phil Lee with you for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. And our first order of business is to pinpoint the turning point of the game. River Valley led 25-14 at halftime, and they built as much as a 17-point lead only to have Evansville get back, and they were within 7 at 41-34. And a little bit later, Evansville got within 7 at 44-37, and our turning point of the game is a three-pointer by Lucas Klein at that point that made it 47-37, put River Valley back in front by 10, and they're able to ice it and to pull away with free throws in the end to get the victory here tonight over the visiting Blue Devils. That's the turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center. Duncan Rewards, stop by and find out more. This is high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO Sports.
Tis the season for treating with Duncan, and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
You've dreamed about it for years, but now it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. Steel panels from All American Do It Center, just what your new storage building needs. There's 7 different panel styles to choose from, including our most popular, the Eagle Pro. Panels are Energy Star rated and covered by a Valspar Weather XL 40-year limited paint warranty. Pick out your color scheme using the colorizer tool at allamericansteel.net. Our team will design and get your building started with materials from All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues. River Valley gets the win here tonight, 56-41. Looking at scoring, Houston Thatcher with 19 points, 12 for Quincy Blakely, 11 by Lucas Klein, 9 by Sam Poppy, 2 points apiece for Keegan Heiser and Caleb Drakenberg, and 1 for Sumner Knockreiner. Leading the way for Evansville tonight, 9 apiece for Tyrell Lewis, for Cade McCullough, 8 points by Matthew Wickersham, and 6 for Carter Tway, 5 by Mason Brown, and 2 for Harker Larson. Both teams made their threes in the second half. Neither team made a three-pointer, though they took several in the first half. River Valley makes a total of 5, 3 of them from Lucas Klein in the second half, and 1 apiece for Lewis, McCullough, and Brown, scoring for Evansville this evening. Other notes on the game, certainly it was a good ball game throughout, close in the first half before River Valley led by 11 at halftime. River Valley up as many as 17 in this one, and then lost the lead a couple of times. Evansville got it down to 7 points, but River Valley winds up winning it by a total of 15 this evening as they put a win in the win column. Well, taking a look at the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Here's how some of our neighbors are doing tonight in basketball. Hillsboro leading Richland Center girls basketball 27-21. River Valley up on Wisconsin Heights in girls basketball 36-11. Down the road on Highway 14, River Valley girls looks like they're going to be able to log a victory tonight. Ithaca with a win tonight over New Lisbon, final score of 60-30. Boys basketball, Royal is leading Seneca, second half, 56-33 at last word. Sauk Prairie has defeated Richland Center, 68-36. Dodgeville and Wisconsin Heights, at last word, a close one, tied at 39. And let's see, I think we had another final there somewhere, if I can scroll back. Yes, girls basketball, Southwestern has a win tonight over Boscobel in girls hoops, 66-56. The final score. So that's a look at the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. We thank you for your support and the local basketball. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues. We'll give him his own microphone. Coach Luke Thatcher joins us tonight. Well, Coach, what sticks out about this win for River Valley?
Well, it's a win. That's the big thing that sticks out. You know, I think there were some kids that felt a little bad about it down in the locker room. I don't think we executed down the stretch the way we wanted to. But, you know, I reminded them we're not too far removed from a 4-win season. And it is so hard to win, and you really got to appreciate it. And hopefully we can learn some of the lessons that, you know, frankly, in a tighter game, those mistakes cost teams. Like, we can't turn the ball over at the end. We can't. We got to be on the same page. We got to hit some free throws, and if we can learn those lessons now, I'll absolutely take that. But the boys gelled a little bit tonight. Again, far from flawless. Game number 2, but it's always fun to celebrate your first win.
One of the things that sticks out for me watching from up here was I thought you moved the ball around pretty well here tonight. Did you feel that?
I did at times. I did at times. There's times I still think, you know, we kind of like to score our shooting. If it's a good shot, if it's a great shot, and we break down that stuff through film. And I thought we had a lot of good shots. I thought a little later on we actually got some great shots where we're actually finding the extra man, learning to trust each other where they're at in the offense. And we're changing up our offense a little bit, so there's going to be some growing pains with that. But, I was pleased with some of the things that we did. I thought we took care of the ball better in the second half for sure.
I think you did too. And the threes weren't going in the first half. You stuck with it. In fact, you had some big ones. Lucas Klein had a couple of big ones for you in the second half there.
Yeah. Huge shots in the second half. And part of that, they forced our hand a little bit going into the 1-3-1 defense. Dropping that, they were able to take our post play a little bit from us and force us to shoot from the outside. I'm not pleased where our post play is at right now. I think we got to get a lot more active, a lot more productivity out of our post players to open up that outside. But Lucas did a great job shooting from the outside, hit some big shots. Quincy hit a shot in the corner. I was very pleased with our guard play tonight.
Indeed. Well, you know, it's always a work in progress, isn't it?
It sure is. We'll be right back at it tomorrow. We'll get the film broken down tonight, and we'll jump back on and learn from those lessons by tomorrow.
And next up for the Blackhawks?
Next up for the Blackhawks is Monday at Broadhead.
Mm-hmm.
So another tough challenge,
yeah,
conference challenge, push us to get to where we want to be in conference.
Yeah, you aren't backing down from anybody again on the conference schedule or non-conference schedule, are you?
No, absolutely not. We'll play anybody anywhere. We've taken our lumps before, and the hope is it starts to pay off where we're playing at the level of those teams.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up tonight, Coach.
I always appreciate the conversation, Phil.
You bet, buddy.
Thanks for coming.
Luke Thatcher joining us on WRCO Radio Sports, and that's it for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Evansville gets the win in JV 57-43. River Valley wins the varsity game 56-41 here at River Valley High School over the Blue Devils of Evansville. Tim Feed, our engineer tonight, thank you for joining us for Area Boys Basketball from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Our shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is good. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go, tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born.
Be strong, but I'm afraid to say I'm scared. I can't find the place your heart is hiding. And I'm no quitter, but I'm tired of fighting. Baby, I love you, don't wanna lose you. Don't make me let you go. Took such a long time for me to find you. Don't make me let you go. I'm long gone, it dawns on you, you just might want me back. Let me make myself clear, if I leave here, it's done, I'm gone, that's that. You carry my love around like it's a heavy burden. I'm about to take it back, are you sure it's worth it? Baby, I love you, don't wanna lose you. Don't make me let you go. Took such a long time for me to find you. Don't make me let you go. Baby, I'm begging, please, and I'm down here on my knees. I don't wanna have to set you free. Don't make me. Don't make me.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. Like a woman. Like a woman.
Sun comes up.
hard romance at 1 o'clock. That truck is rocking, 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break and check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going, 5 o'clock, every just really. He's on his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again.
Time to leave me, Lucy.
how she'd made him look small.